Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Good Friday 2022, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker and TuneIn Radio, and presented on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Verbal, and Reason. This just in on the sides of April, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks, all the good stuff, whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in this half hour. Great to have you with us, whether you are marking Good Friday, this Easter weekend, Passover, which is starting in a bit. However you're being, we're happy you're being with us on the special live Good Friday 22 edition of the program All About TV's Current and Future. 65 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York. Our guests will be coming in shortly, and we invite you to be part of the program. It's so simple. Pick up the phone and call 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or TuneIn Radio. We've got our chat room open as well on this very fine holiday. And all you got to do is get into the room. And the room is SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And don't forget, while the program is on the air, you connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Speaker Tune screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. It stands to reason that maybe no one disaster, natural or man-made, throughout this planet's existence has had more television time, fictional and non-fictional, than what happened on this side of April 110 years ago, the sinking of the Titanic. Just in the 50s alone, there was You Are There with Walter Cronkite recreating the incident. There was A Night to Remember, dramatic special that was one of the most ambitious at the time. There was One Step Beyond, John Newland doing the second episode about the Titanic and suggesting that there was a novel that was written beforehand that sort of psychically suggested this disaster. And then in the 60s, there was the Time Tunnel opening episode, Rendezvous to Yesterday, and many, many more. Again, both fiction and nonfiction. Today, on the 110th anniversary of this tragedy, we have a new added episode to that. It's called Titanic 666. It is a new Tubi film, Tubi being the Fox multi-channel bundle. And again, it premiered earlier today. And joining us live on the special holiday edition of our program are two of the key people who made it happen. They're both joining us live from Los Angeles, and they are a pair of Davids. First up, the executive producer, David Rawawi. David, welcome in.
Thank you very much for having us.
And we've got the producer, also named David, and also from Los Angeles, David Michael Lack. David M., welcome to you.
Oh, thank you for having us. This is great. What a great honor to have to be here.
Absolutely. And David, I will start with you. How long have you and your fellow David been thinking about doing your own spin on the Titanic?
Well, you know, with the Asylum, our production company, it has a 25th anniversary this year. And one of our most successful films of all time was a film we made called Titanic 2. And we've been thinking about, as this 110th anniversary comes up, about doing something, on the subject again. And, when Tubi suggested it could be something scary, we jumped on the opportunity.
And David Michael Lack, was there something you wanted to do this time around with the Titanic that you couldn't get to the first time around that you felt would make this stand out, be more unique?
Well, yeah, absolutely. The you know, Tubi really gave us the tools to play with on this show. The first one had very limited on the budget and the scope, and this one we wanted to make it as epic and big as possible, and we had that opportunity. We shot multiple days and on a real ship, the Queen Mary, out here in Los Angeles. We had some phenomenal actors, you know, larger than life characters, and really, you know, we had in mind to make this as big and as epic and as scary as possible, and we were able to do it. So, you know, we really pushed on all cylinders to make this thing fantastic and just extraordinarily entertaining.
David Rawawi, both of you are involved with The Asylum. That's the production company that did all the Sharknado movies for sci-fi, also the very popular Z Nation, your sort of spin on The Walking Dead, the whole zombie phenomenon. How did all of that and what your company does, how did that help you in terms of framing this story?
Right. So I have to say that, you know, the Asylum, since its inception, has been very focused on over-the-top, big concept, big idea movies, you know, even though our budgets might not match. And a lot of that has come from being able to bring a visual effects team in-house so that we can make these stories come true. It was it's wonderful that we had access to the Queen Mary, which is sort of a young sister to the original Titanic. But it's our background and involvement in a lot of CGI that allowed us to make the original Titanic come to life.
David Latt, in terms of the plot itself, for those who don't know, this is about a contemporary version of the Titanic. Hopefully it has more lifeboats than the original, because a lot of people believe that one of the problems with what happened, that tragedy 110 years ago, was because there were very few lifeboats, given the amount of passengers that were on the plane, on the ship. But rather than iceberg being the big villain here, there is a human villain. And so get into the plot a little bit.
Well, ghosts are the villain. Desecrating the dead are the villains, and the people that are exploiting that. And I guess we're kind of exploiting that too by telling a story like this. There's a human host that conjures up the spirits and then unleashes them onto the ship's patrons. And you know, lifeboats or not, iceberg or not. Not a lot of people are going to survive this. I will say that. I don't think it's a spoiler alert when you're talking about a horror film. People are going to die, and they do. And there's a big body count.
You know, I've often wondered, this for both of you, you know, when you see disaster movies, whether it's the Sign Adventure or Earthquake or the Swarm or whatever, I'm always curious, like, who picks who dies? Did Irwin Allen, for example, he did the Sign Adventure and all these disaster movies, did he pick, like, how do you determine, like, this character dies or this star gets the bums rush? I mean, and the same thing, so either of you, I'd like to hear, like, when you determine how this tale goes, how do you determine in advance who is going to survive and who isn't? Or do you sort of play around
as you're filming to
see what ideas you get?
You know, there is a little bit of inspiration on there, but for the most part, everything is pretty locked into the script. I'd love to be kind of funny and say, well, you kill the people that you don't like the most or that you're paying too much money to. But the bottom line is, you know, these are stories that are created and baked in on the script level, and so you know who lives and who dies. And so there's no real surprise there. You're following a blueprint, which is the script. And, you know, you also horror films have very strict conventions. If you're a bad person, if you're, you know, having sex, if you're doing, you know, things that are taboo, you're probably going to die, you know, because that seems to be the people that die a lot in horror films. You know, the good girl, the good boy, they're probably going to be the hero for a little bit. Maybe they'll die too, but, you know, horror films have a certain story, a very conventional story that if you're fans of horror films, you recognize pretty quickly. Not saying that happens here. I'm saying everyone's kind of, you know, who's going to live is going to die, but, you know, horror films have a template.
You know, and I'll just add to this that in this film in particular, just because a character dies doesn't mean you won't see them again.
That is true.
Yeah, just like the Sharknado movies, they always keep coming back for more.
There you go.
We are speaking with a pair of Davids live this Good Friday 2022 here on Smarty Televised. Happy you're aboard. We've got David Mowawi and David Michael Latt, executive producer and producer, respectively, of the new Tubi made-for-TV movie, Titanic 666, that premiered earlier today. Tubi, of course, is Fox's multi-channel bundle. They have on smart TV sets and smart TV devices all over the place. Both of our guests join us live in Los Angeles this special half hour of Smarty Televised. Tom, I'm with you live from New York, where it is now 65 degrees. At this very, very moment. We've had some amazing temperature days the last couple here in the Big Apple. And if you're celebrating Passover tonight, if you're celebrating Easter on Sunday, Ramadan, et cetera, we thank you for taking time to tune us in this very Friday afternoon. And we invite you to be part of the program. All you got to do is pick up the phone and dial in 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. Monday, we're back at our regular time period, 3 p.m. Eastern to Pacific, and we'll talk about another multi-channel bundle called Frndly TV, which is fast-growing. You'll meet the co-founder and chief operating officer, Andy Karofsky. Plus, we hope to have more guests, too. That's Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern to Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. For both of you, David, did either of you get the chance to see some of the past ways that television, whether fictionally or non-fictionally, I mentioned at the top, have covered the Titanic?
Yeah, I've seen a handful and other ship disaster films. In fact, our director Nick Lyon, he also produced he directed another ship in peril that gets turned over. You're fans of the genre, you're fans of film, you're going to watch a lot of that stuff.
And of course, we were the one of many, many people to see the James Cameron Titanic and bask in the epic nature of it. And then, of course, our 10 years ago first stint with the Titanic, Titanic 2, which you can also find on Tubi, was another example of something that, you know, we've been able to glean from this movie.
Mm-hmm. David Latt, when you're dealing with the villain in the piece, how do you frame it to be that person, him or her, to be believable? In this case, I understand it's a stowaway that has this nefarious plot to blow up the ship.
I got to tell you, you almost roll your dice a little bit because of the actors, because they can bring so much to it. We have two villain-ish people in this movie. We have Lydia Hurst and we have Jamie Bamber, and you know, both really brought their A game to this and are so convincing. I will say that Jamie's character, a guy named Professor Cochran, he's a character that if you don't get, he can come off as just not very likable or approachable and put offish and one-dimensional, but he really gave it a lot of dimension and really, you know, it became so much more once Jamie came on board and made it something into real entertainment. So, you know, there's a little bit of risk when you're writing it, and I didn't write it, but, you know, we guided it and just to make sure that you have these characters that are interesting, but it's just the unknown until you get the actors there and the director there to bring it out of them, that you just, you know, you find these people so compelling. I mean, look, Lydia's character, who's this kind of a seance, kind of medium person, could have been just almost laughable, but she's so earnest and she's so good at conjuring up the dead that you're just totally, you know, transfixed with her performance and, you know, where she's taking you. So it's just, I'm very, very proud of what they brought to it. And I think everyone's going to be really entertained by what they're going to see watching Titanic 666.
Yeah. And David Rinaldi, looking at who's in the cast, they come from a lot of different backgrounds. They're not all coming from disaster films or coming from science fiction or genre, either film or television. You've got people from the Power Book series on Stars. You've got Lydia came from Z Nation, which, of course, was a big hit for you on Sci-Fi through The Asylum. You got a person from CSI Vegas. You even have somebody from Paw Patrol Live.
My apologies. Who's from Paw Patrol Live?
Yeah, Michael Chen. Michael J. Chen is the Paw Patrol Live, according to Tubi's press release.
No, I think that's correct. Well, look, as you can guess, when we produce a movie, typically it is for a global audience across all ages and genders, etc. So, you know, we look to populate the cast with, you know, exciting and recognizable faces from all different kinds of areas of entertainment. So we can, you know, appeal to television viewers, movie fans around the world. So definitely want to mix it up. And we wanted to make sure that, that you know, the general audience found someone or something that they could, you know, relate to.
And incidentally, if anybody gets a hold of Michael Chen, let him know, hey, Paw Patrol is a badge of honor. That show is a, you know, is a huge hit for Nickelodeon, huge hit for television. So
yep.
anybody who's
yep.
seen Paw Patrol Live or
yep.
Paw Patrol the animated movies or Paw Patrol the television series, nothing to be ashamed about. You are with a winner.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
For both of you, what was it like to film on the Queen Mary?
You know, I'll feel that one because I was there pretty much every day on the Queen Mary. It's amazing because the ship's not only just big, but historically it's insanely significant to Los Angeles, to the shipping industry, to everything, you know, about us in the 20th century. And it's just, you know, and also as someone who grew up in Los Angeles, I visited it as a tourist, as a kid. So it's just fun. And every floor has something different and new and, you know, they gave us some private tours to below the deck and in the engine rooms and stuff. And we had the run of the ship for a very long time because the ship's in disrepair, unfortunately, but hopefully that's being rectified and taken care of. And, you know, so we had run of the ship without any kind of tourists on the boat. And it was, I loved every day going to set. It was just amazing.
All right. Again, the name of the film is Titanic 666. It is now running on Tubi. That's Fox's multi-channel bundle available on your favorite smart TV set of smart TV devices. And the two key people who are making it happen, executive producer David Rowley and producer David Michael Latt, they're with us live this Good Friday 2022, which is the 110th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic right here on Tomorrow I'll Be Televised. Simon, I'm with you live from New York. Great to have you with us, whatever holiday you're celebrating this weekend, if you are. And if you're not, celebrate anyway. And we have a few more minutes with our guests, so make a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up before the top of the hour, we have news notes for you. Yes, there was news made today. And we have our classic trivia question of the week. Final time to get this particular question. And if you do, before the weekend is out, free prizes are going to be coming your way. For both of you, David, what do you think makes a good disaster film? What separates the good ones, whether they're made for the big screen or the television screen, from the bad ones?
Romali, you want to take that?
Sure. Well, you know, I think a key ingredient to really make it a successful event is the epic scope of it all. You really want to start with global potential, global disasters and extinction level events. I mean, really to be the top of the top. In this case, it is one of history's greatest disasters. So of course, you know, that's a, you know, appeal here. And then of course you really need that core that a lot of our fellow filmmakers use, and we certainly focus on as well, which is creating that family or community that you you know, that you feel for and root for as they attempt to make it through that disaster. So you're looking for that sort of that epic quality, and at the same time, sort of on a very granular level, that emotional pull for your core group of heroes.
And I would guess you want to root for people. Even if they perish, you want to root for them. I go back to the Sign Adventure. I think what made that work was Gene Hackman's character, and Ernest Borgnine's character, Red Button's character, and even the character didn't make it. You were Shelley Winters. You know, there was a rooting interest, even with some of the villains.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know. They definitely took some risks. And, you know, even the most sort of not really laughable, but, you know, Shelley's character took a lot of ribbing. But in the end, she became one of the film's biggest heroes. So definitely.
Before you both go, what's next for both of you and for the Asylum in terms of television?
Well, we're still working hard with Tubi on projects that I don't know if we can talk about or not talk about, but they're a lot of fun. You know, from everything from a pirate adventure to to more horror films, to westerns. You know, it's just we're kids on a playground in a sandbox that is just filled with great things to play with. So we're continuing with that, and a lot more happening this year with Tubi. It's amazing.
Any possible series coming up besides the movies?
Well, definitely. We're actually in development, moving into pre-production on, speaking of disasters, on a disaster series that will see our core group of emergency workers on the ground around the world responding to all kinds of global disasters. So we keep that theme going in this series, currently called Global Strike Force.
So that's something good to look forward to. In the meantime, you can now check out Titanic 666 today on Tubi, the Fox multi-channel bonus available on most smart TV sets and smart TV devices. And if you want more details about the service and the film, here's where you go online, www.tubi.tv. That's www.tubi.tv. Titanic 666 taking place today, 110 years after the original Titanic did have its rendezvous with the iceberg. David Renawi, David Michael Lass, thank you both very, very much for taking time on Good Friday 2022 to be with us. All the greatest with the film, and we'd love to have you back along with the rest of the Asylum gang as you keep on doing great things in TV.
Thank
it was
you,
a real very pleasure. Thank you very much. We'd love to do that.
You're very, very welcome, David and David. Take care and have a fantastic holiday weekend.
You too. Appreciate it.
David Renawi and David Michael Lass joining us live from Los Angeles. We've got news notes and our classic trivia question coming away, but first, the words of our fine sponsor at Audible.com. What makes you tick? What makes other people tick? And how can you tick greater, even when crazy things are happening all around you? Well, there's an audiobook right now by a terrific author named Brené Brown called Atlas of the Heart, and it deals with all sorts of different circumstances, all sorts of different instances which can impact how you tick and how you tick greater. And you can get that book right now with a one-month trial to Audible.com. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital entertainment information and inspiration. Over 250,000 titles to choose from, and you listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now, at Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio, and all of our podcast affiliates. Just sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. You get one free audiobook, one-month trial, great customer service from Audible's parents, the one and only Amazon.com. And while supply lasts, important health and wellness information. Remember, if you're already an Amazon Prime customer, it's two audiobooks for your trial, and that includes one book for the growing catalog of Audible Originals. We're talking original audio productions and podcast series, best of Broadway, off-Broadway regional theater, great one-woman and one-man shows, and so much more. It makes a great gift for you or anyone you love any time of the year. So how about making today, this Good Friday 2022, the day you discover how Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world? It's so simple, listen to all the good stuff. Just go to audibletrial.com/televised. Now, news notes. For the first time since the mid-1980s, the United States Football League will take to the field. The league's return as a spring attraction begins tomorrow night with a game running on both Fox and NBC. Eight teams will make up this USFL, all playing 10 regular season games in Birmingham, Alabama. The opening night contest features the Birmingham Stallions and the New Jersey Generals. Future games will run on Peacock, USA Network, and Fox Sports 1, along with NBC and Fox. Now some quickies. The History Channel's Jackie Robinson tribute special, After Jackie, premieres June 18th. LeBron James is executive producer on this portrait of African-American baseball players who follow Robinson's entry into the major leagues. Round two of Being Empire begins May 13th on Netflix. Eight episodes are planned. And BET Plus will offer original movie Trophy Wife, April 28th. Co-stars include Sean Patrick Thomas and Daphne Maxwell Reed. And that is news notes for this Good Friday 2022. Now before we leave you, one last chance to answer this classic trivia segment question. Three prize in play. That's the Nailed In Cookbook from Netflix, the Blues Clues 20th Anniversary Notepad from Nickelodeon, and from PBS and BYU TV, 20 Years of Christmas with the Tabernacle Choir DVD. It includes the entire special that was presented last December on both services and much more bonus material. They're all yours if you know the answer to this question. What 1970s television series featured two Academy Award-winning actors playing the same role? What 1970s TV series And we'll tell you where it was on. It was on NBC and CBS. Had two Academy Award winning actors play the same role. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. The simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. If we don't get a winner by the end of this Good Friday 2022, we'll post the question tomorrow, and if we need to throughout the weekend, Twitter and Facebook. Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT, and Facebook at Simon Applebaum. That's Facebook, Simon Applebaum. Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. Remember, we need it by email in order to win. If you're a previous winner, you don't count. And like I say all the time, in order to win, you got to be in. So do so, and all the very best. Let's give you that question one more time. What 1970s television series, which appeared on both NBC, then on CBS, had two Academy Award-winning actors playing the same role? If you know the answer, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That is your entry to a win. So play in today. And, of course, all the very best. Again, I want to thank our pair of Davids for being on today and all of our guests for being on all week long. We appreciate them and you being here. Don't forget, we're back at our regular time period on Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, and my guests will be from Friendly TV, a fast-growing multi-channel bundle great for all the family, co-founder and chief operating officer Andy Karofsky. We hope to have some other guests as well. If you came in late on today's program, want to catch up on episodes you missed throughout the weekend, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And check out our podcasts. They're available all weekend long on the Apple Podcast, folks. Amazon Music, that includes Vizio Smart TV sets. Also, we're on the iRadio Podcast Network, Reason Verbal, and now Spotify, wrapping up its third week with us. And we're also on Speaker Podcast 2 and TuneIn.com. We'd love to hear from you. What do you think about our program today? And what's your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going? Email me. Find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. However you respond, we respond back to you within 24 hours. That's our commitment to you. Why? Because, as always, what you say matters. Now, more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants. They are not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other streamers of this program. Andy Toews, Blog Talk Radio's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is head of content. Website service provided by On Podium, the internet's new podcast outpost. For details, go to onpodium.com. Guitarist Vegas is our web coordinator. Tomorrow we televised, brought to you by Audible.com, the audio marketplace of Amazon.com. Remember, Audible transforms the way you hear the world. Want to listen to all the good stuff? Go to audibletrial.com/televised. Makes a great gift for you or someone you know. For Tomorrow we televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. And all of us on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, our podcast affiliates, wish all of you and your family and friends a great Easter weekend, a great start of Passover, which begins shortly. If you're dealing with Passover, to all of our Jewish listeners, make it a safe and easy, great one. We'll be back on Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio, and all of our podcast destinations. Whatever you're up to be now and then, of course, make it safe and make it super great. And if you haven't been vaccinated, check in with your doctor. Find out your medical situation. Find out all the alternatives to vaccines, including pills from Pfizer and Merck, other treatments too. And then make a great choice, your choice. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.